The whole world is an educational institution. And every creature in it is trying to learn a lesson. And now, what is the lesson that is to be learned? The lesson to be learned is egolessness. To cancel the noise I. As they say in Sanskrit, ahankara, making the noise I. I and mine. This is my body. These are my thoughts. These are my words. Get rid of that. Don't be there. So you can see now, the kicking around that the Shudra gets is his lesson. He's losing the sense of I. He is learning how to accord with the law of the universe in terms of his range of understanding. Now, between our college years, there come the holidays, those lovely times of summer. And if the student has lived a good year, that student will go on a holiday somewhere. Similarly, if a person has lived a good life, has learned the lesson of that life, he will go on a holiday somewhere. Where? One of the heavens. A heaven in accord with his capacity. Now, if his desire is sensual or sexual delight, he will go to a heaven of that kind. If his desire is the contemplation of high thoughts, he will go to a heaven of that kind. If his possibility is to go beyond thought, he will go to a heaven of that kind. But if he has lived a bad year, he will go to a summer school. And there, real tough, thuggish professors will be banging it into him with clubs. That's hell. Now, the heavens and hells are inhabited by human beings between lives. And these human beings are what men call gods and demons. That is to say, there is no ontological, no essential difference whatsoever between gods and men. Gods are simply men and women between lives in the heavens, enjoying the fruits of a good life lived. And when the reward bank is used up, back you come for another life. It's in human life that the fulfillment is to be achieved, not in heaven. And the goal of life, what's the goal of school? To graduate, to get out of this school, never to come back, to be absolutely nobody at all, to have learned the lesson perfectly, to have erased yourself. This is a hard thing for us in the West to realize. When Dante went to hell, to purgatory, to heaven, he recognized everybody he saw. The personality, the individuality, that intelligible character, that thing that is you, in our view, endures. That is the final term to find yourself as a self, different from other selves. When Odysseus, when Ulysses went to the inferno of the Greek world, he recognized the people there. There were individuals there. Now, if you were to go to a Hindu, heaven or hell, or a Buddhist, heaven or hell, or a Jain Buddhist, heaven or hell, you'd see lots of people there. You wouldn't recognize any of them. They don't even remember their earlier lives, the lives that got them there. They are gods, living as gods, thinking of themselves as gods, just as we are human beings, living as human beings, thinking of ourselves as human beings, whereas only a few years ago, we too were gods in a heaven, the heaven between the last life and this one. You don't remember that. And when you get to the heaven next time, God with you, you won't remember this life at all. You won't know why you're there. You'll think, oh, I'm a god. Absolute impersonality. You are playing a role. There is no individual whatsoever. And the main point is to get that idea.